Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, February 7, 2025.
German concerns over foreign election interference. A staggering 90% of Germans are worried about foreign interference in the upcoming national elections, according to a recent survey by Bitkom, an association for Germany's digital economy. Conducted in January 2025 with over 1,000 eligible voters, the survey reveals that nearly half believe Russia poses the biggest threat, while about 4 in 10 point to the United States as a major influence. Additionally, 26% see China as a potential source of interference. The survey highlights the importance of information sources for voters. While 69% consider the internet vital for election information, conversations with friends and family are even more valued, with 82% emphasizing their significance. Television remains crucial, especially for those over 75, with 76% acknowledging its role. Mr. Winterjerst, the president of Bitkom, stresses the urgent need for the next government to prioritize digital policy, advocating for an independent digital ministry to tackle these challenges. As Election Day approaches, these findings could shape public discussions and government actions aimed at protecting the integrity of Germany's electoral process.
Sara Duterte impeached amid scandal. Philippine Vice President Sara Duterte has been impeached in a dramatic turn of events, facing serious accusations, including plotting to assassinate President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and engaging in widespread dishonesty. This pivotal moment, supported by over 215 legislators in the House of Representatives, highlights a growing divide between Duterte and Marcos, who once campaigned together. The impeachment complaint claims Duterte undermined the Marcos administration and ignored aggressive actions by China in the South China Sea. Her father, former President Rodrigo Duterte, had a controversial presidency with strong ties to China and Russia, while Marcos seeks to strengthen defense relations with the United States. The allegations also include the misuse of 612.5 million Philippine pesos, about 11 million US dollars, in secret funds, raising serious concerns about abuse of power. If convicted, Duterte could be removed from office and barred from future public service. As these proceedings unfold, the implications for Philippine politics are significant, potentially reshaping future elections and Duterte's possible presidential run in 2028. What does this mean for the future of leadership in the Philippines?
January 2025. A record warmth. January 2025 has set a shocking record as the warmest January ever recorded, according to scientists from the European Union. This trend is concerning, with 18 of the last 19 months showing average global temperatures at least 1.5 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. In fact, January 2025 was 1.75 degrees Celsius higher than the baseline established before industrialization. The report highlights a shift from the El Niño weather pattern, which caused record warmth in 2024, to the cooler La Niña pattern. Surprisingly, even with this change, record temperatures have continued. Samantha Burgess from the Copernicus Climate Change Service emphasizes that greenhouse gas emissions from burning fossil fuels remain the main driver of climate change, trapping heat in our atmosphere. As we grapple with these alarming changes, the findings from January 2025 remind us of the urgent need for action to address climate change and its effects on our planet.
DeepSeek faces global bans over security concerns. DeepSeek, a Chinese AI startup, is facing government bans in South Korea, Australia, and Taiwan due to worries about its handling of personal data. The United States is also considering similar actions. Founded in 2023 by Liang Feng, DeepSeek's AI chatbot, DeepSeek R1, quickly rose to the top of Apple's App Store. However, this rapid success raised alarms, leading NASA to block DeepSeek from its systems over potential security issues. The U.S. Navy has also warned its members against using the chatbot. In South Korea, the Ministry of Trade, Industry, and Energy announced a temporary ban for government employees, while Australia has banned DeepSeek on all government devices to safeguard national security. The Italian Data Protection Authority has imposed restrictions on DeepSeek's data processing for Italian users. Notably, DeepSeek claims to train its latest AI model for under $6 million, a stark contrast to the over $100 million spent by competitors like OpenAI. As governments scrutinize foreign technology, these bans could significantly impact international relations and raise important questions about our data privacy in an interconnected world.
Explosions in Kyiv amid ongoing conflict. On February 6, 2025, the night sky over Kyiv was shattered by a series of powerful blasts. The city's military administration quickly confirmed that air defense systems were in action, responding to the threat. These explosions are likely tied to the ongoing tensions between Ukraine and Russia, which have escalated since Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014. This conflict has created significant instability, affecting both military operations and the safety of civilians. Many people in the area face risks, including displacement and injuries. The situation remains tense, with ongoing clashes in eastern Ukraine and potential threats from Russian forces. Understanding these events is crucial, as they highlight the broader geopolitical challenges Ukraine faces in its fight for security and stability.
U.S. asset managers face scrutiny over China investments. 17 Republican state attorneys general are raising alarms about major U.S. asset managers like BlackRock and State Street. They claim these firms are providing insufficient information about their investments in China, especially given the country's designation as a foreign adversary and its stance on Taiwan. This scrutiny comes amid rising tensions between the U.S. and China, fueled by trade disputes and serious human rights concerns. The U.S. government is particularly worried about American capital flowing into China, especially with the ongoing situation in Taiwan. The attorneys general specifically criticized BlackRock for not adequately addressing the risks tied to its investments. Other firms mentioned include Invesco, JP Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley. This growing scrutiny reflects a trend towards stricter government supervision in the financial sector, particularly regarding investments in countries with questionable human rights records. The implications could reshape how asset managers operate and influence capital flows into China. As these developments unfold, U.S. asset managers must carefully balance investment opportunities with ethical responsibilities.
Republicans discuss extending Trump's tax cuts. Congressional Republicans recently met with U.S. President Donald Trump to talk about extending his tax cuts, but they didn't reach an agreement. Still, lawmakers are hopeful about getting closer to a deal, as the cost could add another $4 trillion to the already staggering $36 trillion government debt over the next decade. House Speaker Mike Johnson outlined a framework for moving forward and plans to meet again soon to finalize the details. With a slim majority in the House of Representatives, passing legislation is tough without near unanimous support. Some hardline Republicans are pushing for significant spending cuts, while moderates worry about the impact on public services. The urgency is heightened by two critical deadlines: a March 14th date to keep the government running, and a mid-year limit on how much the government can borrow to avoid a default. Representative Chip Roy emphasized the need to tackle the federal budget deficit, which hit $1.8 trillion last year. These discussions highlight the complexities of U.S. fiscal policy and the political dynamics within the Republican Party as they navigate the challenges of extending tax cuts while managing the national debt. What does this mean for your taxes?
U.S. judge pauses release of FBI agents' identities. The U.S. District Judge, Jack Hobb, has paused the public release of the names of FBI agents involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. This decision comes after anonymous agents raised concerns about their safety if their identities were revealed. Judge Hobb emphasized that sharing this information could pose major risks to the agents. The order will remain in effect until a court hearing resumes the next morning. During the hearing, lawyers for the Justice Department and the agents sought a short-term deal but couldn't reach an agreement. Complications arose over whether the deal would also restrict access to this information by the Trump White House and a team led by Elon Musk, focused on cutting the federal workforce. This ongoing legal fight highlights the tension between the need for transparency and the safety of law enforcement personnel. What does this mean for the future of openness in our democracy?
Amazon's strong Q4 2024 results. Amazon.com Inc., based in San Francisco, California, has reported remarkable financial results for the fourth quarter of 2024. Company announced net sales exceeding $187 billion, a 10% increase from last year. Net income jumped to $20 billion or $1.86 per share, significantly up from $10.6 billion in the same quarter of 2023. For the entire year, Amazon's net income reached $59.2 billion, translating to $5.53 per share, compared to $30.4 billion in 2023. Total sales for the year amounted to $638 billion, an 11% rise from the previous year. Operating cash flow also surged by 36%, hitting $115.9 billion. Andy Jassy, the president and CEO, highlighted the holiday shopping season as the most successful yet, thanks to innovations like the Trainium 2 AI chip and advancements in Amazon Nova and SageMaker. These developments not only showcase Amazon's growth but also solidify its leadership in the rapidly changing tech landscape.
Trump's controversial move against FEC chair. Former President Donald Trump has sparked a major dispute by trying to dismiss Ellen Weintraub, the chair of the Federal Election Commission. In a letter dated January 31, 2025, Trump claimed she was immediately ousted, but Weintraub responded that this action was illegal. The FEC plays a crucial role in ensuring fair elections by enforcing campaign finance laws. With six commissioners, the FEC requires at least four votes for any official action, and removals can only happen for valid reasons. Weintraub, a commissioner since 2002, is a strong advocate for transparency and accountability in political funding. Trump's attempt to sideline her raises important questions about election integrity and could undermine public trust in the electoral process. This incident highlights ongoing tensions in U.S. politics, as the actions of leaders like Trump and responses from officials like Weintraub will shape the future of campaign finance and democracy.
IMF warns Japan of economic challenges ahead. The International Monetary Fund has issued an important alert to Japan about potential financial threats due to rising instability in foreign markets. The IMF stresses that Japan needs to stay vigilant regarding the impact on cash flow for its financial institutions. As interest rates rise, the cost of managing Japan's significant public debt could double by 2030, raising concerns about more businesses facing financial failures. The Japanese yen has seen notable fluctuations against the United States dollar, largely driven by changing interest rates. The IMF commended Japan's commitment to a flexible exchange rate, which is crucial for handling external economic disruptions. This alert serves as a vital reminder for Japan to prepare for upcoming economic challenges, especially with rising interest rates and their potential effects on both the domestic economy and global financial markets.
Economic warnings from the Bank for International Settlements. The Bank for International Settlements has sounded the alarm about potential economic storms tied to U.S. trade policies under President Donald Trump. Augustin Karstens, the head of the BIS, expressed these concerns in Mexico City, highlighting that trade issues could shake global economies. He warned that widespread uncertainty in fiscal policy and regulation might lead to significant instability. Karstens cautioned that this uncertainty could cause businesses to hold back on investments and families to delay major purchases. Financial markets may experience wild fluctuations, especially with falling currency values. He emphasized that rising prices could become a pressing issue, urging central banks to keep inflation in check. With Trump's possible re-election, fears are growing about a decline in global financial oversight, particularly in Europe. The differences between U.S. interest rates and those of other major economies could further complicate matters, affecting capital flows and financial conditions worldwide. This situation underscores how interconnected our global economies are and the far-reaching effects of U.S. trade and fiscal decisions.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.